Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here. Hope you had a great weekend. Ooh, today's episode. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a Dr. Phil Live at the Comedy Store with Adam Devine and Anders Holm on my YouTube page. Go check it out now. The next Dr. Phil Live show is November 21st with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino, but it's all sold out. Maybe you can get tickets at the door. People always get too fucked up and don't show up. So stay tuned on that, but we'll tape it and you'll see that on YouTube as well. So today's episode is the audio from that show, because it's just as fun to listen to as it is to watch. If you haven't watched it, listen to this. Go watch it after. If you have watched it, listen to this. Put it on the background while you're making love and enjoy yourself. Tour dates. I will be with Sal Vulcano November 16th through the 19th in Duluth, Minnesota, Appleton, Wisconsin, Rochester, Illinois, Indiana, and then a few other places. And then I'm opening for Sal for his special December 1st and 2nd in Chicago at the Vic Theater. I will be at the DC Improv December 7th through the 9th, Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego December 15th and 16th, and then New Year's. Well, I can't announce it, but New Year's, something very cool. All right, that's it. Enjoy this episode. Tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. Merch, AdamRayComedy.com. Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, Threads. ALN Podcast is the handle for those spots as well. And enjoy the special ALN episode with Adam Devine, Anders Holm, and Dr. Phil.
Comedy Store, how we feel? Make some fucking noise. You guys excited to be here? One more time for Gary Cannon. Let him hear. Gary Cannon, that's a funny guy. He's getting surgery tonight. He'll be a woman by 8 a.m. tomorrow. Welcome to the Dr. Phil Live Show. You guys excited to be here? We got a good one for you. It's going to be a good one. Got some surprises, some special guests. Now, tonight, this show is all about trust. Okay, that's a theme of tonight's show. And then whether that means trusting your child to get his homework done by the time you're done beating him, or if that's trusting your wife to bring the proper veggie tray to the gangbang, it's got to be earned, okay? You got to take your time and build that relationship, you know? I trust my wife, Robin, when she makes a turkey pot pie that 10 minutes is long enough, even though Rachel Ray says do it in 6. And I just got to trust that she's not going to, you know, fuck up my pie and turn it into some sort of diarrhea meat treat. My wife Robin's here tonight. Give it up for her. She's excited for Halloween, which we all are. Who's excited for Halloween? It's maybe the only time of the year that you can dress up like a slutty bat. Yep, we've got one slut getting ready back there. Robin's excited for Halloween. I'm thinking I might go as the Britney Spears knife video. Boy, she looks tired, huh? The dancing in that video is dog shit. The knife work, phenomenal. She looks tired, though. I feel bad. I've been that tired. I see Brit. I see the saggy bags, okay? I know. I've been there. I try to put myself in your shoes, okay, when you're going through something publicly like that. Last time I was that tired is when I was Googling how to make my wife come. I fell asleep at the laptop. But today's show is going to be a blast. It's all about trust. And I've got a lot of people in my life that I trust. A lot of people I don't trust, okay? I don't trust my Peloton trainer. I don't trust myself at a Rainforest Cafe with a gift card. You know, I don't trust my cat, Elizabeth Perkins. And but one person I do trust is one of my best friends, an investor of this show, a producer, and one of my dearest friends. And he's here tonight to help us kick off this show. Are you guys excited for your first guest on tonight's Dr. Phil Live Show? I know you can do better than that. Are you guys excited? We got a special show for you, Intrigue. We got a special show. It's a good one. Come on, clap, you piece of shit. Are you excited to be here tonight?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, how much weed did you eat before tonight's show?
I didn't eat weed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes you based on that response. That's what you just fucking said. All right, well, weed's fine. Blink 182, you probably ingested some edibles, yeah? Yeah, okay, yes, we would have accepted. Yeah, let's go ahead and take that pause as a yes. What about you, sir? Asian Jay Leno? Let's go. Stand up real quick. Show the audience your denim. Come on, stand up. You stand up or I'm going to kick you the fuck out. Stand up. Stand up. Turn around. Do a 360. Turn around, sir. Hey, sir, full 360. Full 360. Stand up. Get your fucking ass out of that chair right now, goddammit. Turn around. All the way around. Look at that guy. Yep. Was I right or was I right? Okay, thanks for being here tonight. Are you stony baloney?
A little.
There we go. Well, thanks for coming out. I realize it's a lot for you to be outside right now. Try to keep it together. All right, here's my first guest, my producer, my best friend, Reginald Fontaine III. Let him hear it right now, you guys. Come on. Here he is. Yeah. Okay, I thought we were going to talk about props. Reginald is obviously money is not an issue for him. He's probably my he's probably my richest friend other than Mark Wahlberg. How much money do you have, Reg?
Billions.
All right, send me an email.
Dr. Phil, it's lovely to see you here today. I believed in this young chap. When he had nothing to his name, and I put everything on black, bold white, and...
We'll probably edit that out. Keep going.
And it paid off. He has his own show here at the Comedy Store. Isn't it paying off, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, it's going pretty good so far. It's going okay. Now, Reg, I do want to know, we've been friends for about 22 years, okay? A lot of ups and downs. The ebbs and flow of life, okay, they get tricky. And you've made a lot of great choices. Is that going to fall off? Do you need a couple minutes? What's going on?
Somehow my monocle has been tickled. In. Somebody's got to do this inside of my mustache.
You go ahead and turn around. I'll take it from here. So, guys, when I was a young boy... my dream was to be a talk show host, and I said, one day I'm either going to be on TV or I'm gonna be the first one to hear Oprah queef live, and I did both. I did both. Yeah. Some of you are like, Oprah doesn't queef. All right, well, I'll sit down. I got a couple stories for you. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Reg, you ready? Now, Reginald, one thing you don't deal with is a lack of adventure. And you told me recently you went on an excursion, a travel, an Eat, Pray, Love type of trip for yourself because you and your whore ex-wife couldn't see eye to eye. And I actually hit her up on LinkedIn, and she gave me your camera, Reginald, which is one of my favorite things, is to go through people's memories, okay? Whether it's live in the flesh or post-trip. So she sent me your camera, and I've got all your pictures from your vacay. I'd love to go through and see if you can kind of help us, you know, open up to new ideas and new thoughts, because I think we all get stuck in our bubble, right? I mean, you're stuck in your bubble. What do you do right now?
I'm sitting here.
Right. I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being honest. All right, what about Tattoo City? You guys both got tats. You got tats on your necks.
Oh, my God, I've never seen such common folk in my life.
Well, a tattoo is a sign of intelligence, Reginald. But what do you got tattooed on your left arm there, sir? What's your name?
Stuff, Casey.
Casey. And Casey, what is that? It looks like a skull fucking a torch. What is that?
Exactly that.
Hell yeah. And who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole, what do you have tattooed across your neck that bleeds down to your boobs?
Permanent jewelry.
Permanent jewelry. Okay, so it's cheaper to get the ink than it is to buy, than to have Casey step up to the plate and be a real man. Is that right? We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Thanks for coming out. I'm envious and I'm jealous and I'm deflecting because I only have one tattoo, the cast of Space Jam on my taint, ladies. Reginald, I want to go ahead and pull up your photos. Now, before I do this, you said you were drunk and you don't remember your wife taking your camera. Is that true?
I have no recollection of these photos whatsoever.
So you're telling me that you have not seen the photos that are about to come on screen ever before?
I've never seen these photos. I was blacked out during that vacay.
So the photos that are about to be put on the screen here that are not photoshopped and that are real adventures of yours, you've never seen ever. Is that right?
I promise I've never seen these photos before.
Unbelievable. All right.
A little alarmed, to be honest.
Well, you know, it's what you live an exciting life, and we just like to see a little piece of it. Steven, let's go ahead and put that first photo up. So this is Reginald's, this is the starting off of your vacation. What was happening here, Reginald? That looks like you and a fat little, that looks like a young Asian Jay Leno before he grew into puberty. I didn't know you liked Uno so much.
That's actually the child's name is also Uno.
Well, I do want to adopt, so I have more questions about that. But we can talk over Facebook later tonight. Let's see the next slide, Stephen. So what's happening here?
You know, I got in a fight with a bartender. I called him a scallywag. Only tipped him $100. And then I'd say, I'll fuck your wife better than you little bitch.
Yeah, that's usually the grounds for a fight, right? Now, what is your go-to move? Because if you're going to tell someone you can fuck better, what do you usually... You got to pull out all the stops, right, my man? And you look like someone that knows how to, you know, bang-a-rang hook style, right? What would be your go-to move in the bedroom if you're trying to impress someone's lady friend?
Doggy style.
Yeah.
His voice trembled a little bit.
Yeah, Your voice trembled like you might usually be on the receiving end and not the giving end of that. Which is fine. Hey, which is totally fine. We've all done it. Raise your hand if you've done it. I'll put mine down and I'll put it right back up, because I have. I don't see color. Let's see the next slide, Stephen. Holy shit, what the fuck's going on here?
What, you've never pleasured yourself in a Bellagio hotel before?
I have. Next slide, Stephen. Oh, look at that. That's you and NBA star Tony Kukoc at a Denny's. How did this come about?
Things got fucked that night, all right?
Where the fuck do you meet Tony Kukoc, let alone coerce him to rolling with you to a Denny's?
Well, we went to this strip club called Peppermint Rhino, and yep. Things got really out of hand.
Sure.
And basically, I thought this woman was a man, and the man was actually a woman, and then I was like, well, do you want to come to Denny's? And she's like, yes, I'm about to start working there, actually. It was a whole night, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, is that Tony Kukoc? Tony Kukoc was actually popping it and locking it on the stripper pole. He actually hasn't worked in a while.
My man, you mind coming up here real quick for the front of the stage? I got a quick Tony Kukoc question for you. Turn around, show the audience your fucking wardrobe tonight. You look like Super Mario's mechanic.
Yes.
What is your name, sir?
My name's Steve.
Your name's Steve. Well, Steve, yeah, it's a fake 100, but you can have it. Or is it real?
It's real. You can have one.
Yeah, you want to give it to him?
Yes, go ahead. Here you go.
Well, it's a real $100 bill. Yes, well, congrats. Yeah. You didn't think that was going to happen? Yeah. Yeah, you just got a one-up in Mario World, yeah? All right, so turn around for me real quick so people can see. So what, Tony Kukoc, there's no right or wrong answer. Turn around, Steven. That way, there you go. So what does Tony Kukoc say?
Sorry I couldn't be here tonight.
Okay, what else does he say? All right, that's it. You can sit down, Steven. God fucking damn it. Oh. I should have trusted my instincts. Never talk to someone who looks like they got kicked off a double dare for touching the kids. All right. Thanks for coming out. Next slide, Steven. Oh, yeah, here we go. Now, how did this come about? Because T-Swift, as we all know, put Travis Kelce on the map. That's fucking bullshit. He was here already, bitch. If you know anything about football, T. Kelce has been here. But how many Swifties we got now that we're on the subject?
Yeah,
50! Yeah, sir, you love Taylor Swift?
I do, good.
Yeah, what do you love about T. Swift, if you don't mind me asking?
Not a lot, honestly.
Not a lot, yeah. Well, you weren't expecting a follow-up question, were you? All right, now, how did this come about, Reginald, real quick? What was this, you're in a suite with T. Swift and T. Kelce.
Well, as you know, I'm a financier for projects that I believe in. And Taylor Swift has a movie coming out very soon with her world tour. And let's just say I was one of the backers of that.
Oh, good for you. So you're putting your money where your mouth is. Yeah. You like to always donate and give back, and I appreciate that. Let's see the last slide. I think you have been giving back more than you've... Okay, well, you're holding some ping pong balls, which looks to be at a strip club. Now, how did you get those balls, Reginald?
Well, I...
I forgot you haven't seen these pictures before.
This is the first time I'm seeing these pictures. What I like to do is sometimes my pee-pee does not work down there. So I like to put fake balls when the women are grinding on them so they realize that I still like them. It's not me. I just am impotent in the bedroom at times.
I think many fellas can relate. Fellas, how many of you struggle with trying to get it up? How many of you, first of all, fuck to weird songs? You know what I'm saying? Because that sometimes is an issue. Sir, what's your go-to lovemaking song? What do you put on when the mood strikes? Maybe some OMC's How Bizarre or the Home Depot theme song?
Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba's Tub Thumpin'.
Tiny Dancer.
Or what?
Tiny Dancer.
Tony, can you confirm? What? No, she's like, no, he usually does it with deafening silence and I have to hear his body grinding up and down my legs. Reginald, I appreciate you coming by. I'm surprised your shit stayed on, but good luck in all your future endeavors. We might see you later in the show, okay?
Sounds fantastic. Give it up one more time with Dr. Phil.
Thank you so much, Reginald.
Thank you.
You watch yourself back there. He's a big gambler. One more time for Reginald Fontaine III. We've got two very important people coming out in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. And coming up next, Adam Devine and Anders Holm, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike Lindell, owner and founder of the MyPillow. Heard of it? We all have trouble sleeping. There's so many things that keep us up at night. I can't pay the bills. I jerked off the Fox News and now I'm exhausted. I can't come up with an award-winning chowder recipe. That's why I invented the MyPillow. Hit me. Look at this son of a bitch. You can sleep on it. You can eat on it. You can eat your wife's pussy on it. You can let somebody eat your wife's pussy on it. You can put it between your legs. You can sit on it like a beanbag chair. Or you can just put it on top of your head and go, hey, I got a new hat. Everyone goes, look at that stylish. Look at that guy. I bet he fucks. Right now, we're having a 20% off sale for anybody who supports martial law. What is that? Is that where you go to Marshall's and you get 10% off the picture frames? No, you fucking... These things feel like baby feet. Heroin hiccup. The My Pillow. It's My Pillow, but it's your pillow. It's technically My Pillow. So if I come to your house, ding dong, open the door, give me your fucking pillow. Who are you, Mike Lindell? I invented your pillow. It's My Pillow. Give it to me. Ha! Where's your wife? Ha! We've got all types of pillows. KKK pillows. Swastika pillows. Pillows with Melania's mouth on them. Pillows with Barron's bitch tits. Pillows with Trump's, just his little eyebrows. We've got the Mike Pence fly pillow. We've got pillows for gays, Jews, dwarfs, Latinos, MILFs, and cougars with drinking problems.
Operators are standing by. Call us right now so you can swap out your pillow for my pillow. And stop sleeping like a fucking loser. Sorry for swearing, I'm just passionate and high. What? Who said that?
Ah! All right, you guys. We're having a good time. We're having a good time. You guys ready for your next guest on tonight's Dr. Phil Show? I think you can do better than that. Are you guys ready for a couple of rock stars? A couple of legends? Let's fucking go, Casey. Let's fucking go. Do you see that shit? He turned his hand backwards like that. This motherfucker was like, boom, I say my own name when I come. Now, you're next. I like your style. I want to take an Uber pool with you, Casey, at some point. Guys, tonight's show is all about trust, chemistry, friendship, and tonight's guests exemplify that on the highest level. You might know them from a little hit show called Workaholics, possibly. You might know them from their successful podcast, This Is Important, which is on a world tour right now. Movies like The Intern, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, Jexy, Muppets from Mayhem, and all sorts of other bullshit that I'll watch butt fucking naked. You guys, make some noise right now for Adam Devine and Anders Holm. Let them hear it. Come on. Wow. Wow. a little microphone behind you. Never let anyone tell
you. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah. Guys, one more time for these couple of legends here, huh?
There's the VIPs. Hey. I see you. Hey, Phil.
Good to see you guys.
Really good to see you, too.
Now, we've officially never met, but I've hit you guys up on Facebook quite a bit.
You do?
Yeah. And, you know, asking you guys if you want to hit the bars, you know, because you guys are known for drinking.
Yeah. Technically, it's Tuesday night, and we demanded a bucket of beers, but they were like, really, tonight? I'm like, yeah.
Well, Tuesday is the new Friday, and who said that? Casey.
Now I know.
Well, I want to say this, Adam. You've been a fitness influencer coming up on, what, 6 years now?
Yeah, damn near.
I don't know if you guys follow Mr. Divine on Instagram, but
yeah. You know what fitness influencing stuff I just got? Mush. You guys heard of mush?
The, like, oatmeal?
Yeah, dude. They just sent me so much mush. My wife was like, what the fuck is this, dude? You were just sent a ton of baby food?
Yeah.
Well, don't knock
it's oatmeal. I like it.
First of all, don't knock baby food because I've been pretty fucked up coming out of the saddle ranch, and when I don't have the proper cheese for nachos, take a little bit of Gerber and just slop it on those Doritos.
Yeah.
Now I want to ask you guys a couple of questions.
New things.
Yeah, I think RoboCop ate baby food too. So
RoboCop, good reference, Durs. RoboCop. Who's seen RoboCop?
At least it tasted like baby food, is what I remember.
The kid eats baby food.
I said it tasted like baby food.
Oh, sure.
Is what I remember.
All right. We'll edit this out. Now, Durs, I think that you're hilarious. Both of you guys, no doubt, have proven, and it's tough to make it in the comedy game. I mean, just look at Jada Pinkett Smith. She's struggling right now.
Right.
It's tough to stay relevant.
I would say she's killing it.
Yeah,
dude.
I think
she's got
a
new book.
Andy Kaufman-ing the whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really has. Now, if you could, let me ask you this, since we're here. You guys have met a lot of famous people. Jada Pinkett Smith, I wouldn't say is a dream guest, but I definitely wouldn't mind running into her at a Best Buy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is there one thing you'd ask her if you were given the chance? Pretend I'm Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
All right? We'll go for, Adam, you go first.
I would say, why are you here?
Well, thanks for asking me, Adam Devine. Yeah, I've seen your State Farm commercials. Yeah, you know what? Well,
do they have credits on State Farm commercials?
Yeah, dang.
So,
deep pull, Dr. Phil. That was like 10 years ago.
Well, I watch TV. I also know you were in a Taco Bell ad where you got a fiery mouth, and it was, well, here's why that Taco Bell ad resonated.
Volcano nachos.
Whoa!
Volcano nachos.
So, funny story.
Shut the fuck up, Dr. Phil. Do my volcano nachos bit.
Wow. What do they do, Adam? What do those volcano nachos do?
Volcano nachos changes a man.
Thank you so much. Wow. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out on Tuesday.
Wait, is that it? Are you done? I thought you said thanks for coming out. You're going to get off stage.
Yeah, that was it.
No, I got a bucket of beers and a bunch of Chips Ahoy, dude. I'm locked in.
Well, you guys are on a... Yeah, this is I got to be honest, this is my favorite night so far that I've had in a long time. It's, you know, I've got kids, but they're older. You guys got kids. Durs, Adam, you're about to have a kid.
Yep. True. Fact.
Woo! Let's hear it.
So...
You can clap. That's fine.
Yeah, raise your hand if you have kids. Okay.
Okay. Well, they're out for on a Tuesday night, dude. There's only three people. They got a babysitter. Everybody else is like, oh, fuck that. I love getting drunk on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, even as a dad, when I first became a father, I still went hard in the paint, you know?
Okay.
I believe that about
you. I
mean,
you. I used to blow weed smoke onto the kids when they were...
Whoa.
Well, you know why I don't believe that, Dr. Phil?
Why's that?
You called it weed smoke?
Yeah.
That's a fucking... That's narc talk.
Yeah.
We're like, look, this is how the kids talk.
I mean, he's
they
a
call
doctor,
it weed, yeah, like the and medical, they call it weed smoke.
Is that like the medical term for it?
Well, yeah. Well, I try to... Look, I'm not a cop, first of all. But I did audition to be one in one of those reenactment shows.
Mm-hmm. So were you an actor as a...
Oh, I started... A lot of people don't know this. Thanks for asking. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. I came out to Hollywood, I'm going to say it was 87, 88, whenever Dennis Eckersley was on Top of the World.
And, 88.
88. And you know, it was a tough time to be an actor. Tom Selleck and Rob Lowe were were pretty much doing everything, so yeah. They're only bit parts for...
They were doing everything?
Yeah.
What was Tom Selleck doing besides Magna P.I.?
Oh, shit. I mean, fucking, I don't know. All the shit that fucking rules. Fuck you. Can I talk to you for a second, Durs? You're embarrassing me on my own fucking show right now.
I just don't remember. No.
Dr. Phil, thank you.
I just don't remember. But it was like 3 minutes a baby. We'll give him that.
Yeah, three minutes a baby. And that's just one example.
Yeah, Quigley Down Under. I was just saying if you knew.
Durs.
Well, look, I'm not a Netflix and chill guy. I'm more of a CBS, KCAL 9, you know, over the pants hand job.
For sure.
Right, type of guy.
Yeah. I see that for you.
All right, quick transition.
I'm a Hulu and Quaaludes type guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like to zonk out and watch Hulu specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch Hulu specific programming.
I'm an ex-hamster and cook kind of guy.
There we go. Ex-hamster. Yeah. Now you're bringing up an important subject because porn is something that everybody enjoys but doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, I thought I'd... Yeah, go ahead.
I love talking about it.
Okay, great.
Let's get into it. Bounce, 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 rap. You have to rap now.
Well, I was ready. Drop me that beat, player. Bounce.
It's a porno beat. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Yo, I'm the pizza bounce, delivery bounce, guy. Bounce, were you looking bounce, for some bounce, pie? Bounce, I've got cheese bounce, and pepperoni, bounce, Hawaiian. Bounce, and other stuff.
Porno specific.
I can just leave the pizza here. Or we can go and grab a beer. A
lot of build up.
But maybe just let me know if I can park on the street or in your driveway.
Okay.
Whoa.
When is it getting pornographic?
I've got condoms. Psych raw dog. But it's also dealer's choice. Whatever consensual way you want to fuck is the way that I'm down for.
Actually,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude.
Not mad at that.
I'm a regular Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah.
What is that?
Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah.
You follow that guy on Instagram?
I don't.
It's all right. Next question, Durs.
Hey, dude. I know who he is, though. No, the one time.
All right. Now, fellas, you're on a fucking massive tour right now. This is important, the podcast. You guys listen to it? Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you, guys.
But you know, things started way back when. Workaholic, 7 seasons. And, hey, let's give a quick shout-out to Kyle Newacek and Blake Anderson, who are a part of this crew.
Yep.
A couple of living fucking legends, if you know what's up.
Yeah,
and they said no to this, or...?
All right, what else we got here?
I
think Kyle lives somewhere else, and Blake and I...
very close.
Yeah, he's real close.
Just down the road.
Oh, he told me he lived far. Well, let's just get back into it.
Yeah.
You guys met, what was it? You met, take us back, and you don't have to give us the whole story, but you guys met, because I want to know about the friendship, the way it developed. It was special, no?
No.
All right.
Yeah, no, it was a business agreement.
We met, Durs and I met, and I remember I had this chick roommate, woman, sorry, and,
easy access.
Sorry, people were like, I'm lost, this is 2023, we don't say chick no more.
I like chick.
Yeah, I know you do.
But
this human female, and, we didn't know each other that well, and she goes, my car had broken down.
Uh-oh.
And I was doing classes at the Second City, which used to be right next to the Improv Comedy Club on Melrose.
Yep.
And, hey, let's not applaud that. We're here at the Comedy Store. Fuck that place! I like it, though. But we were there, and afterwards, I was like, I gotta talk to Durs. He's so funny. We have to write something together. And so then she saw me, like... Mirander up to him, being like,
Mirander.
Mirander. Yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
This is how you Mirander. You go,
wait.
I had swishy bangs. This is Bieber days. I was like,
yeah.
What's up? Hey, do you want to write comedy together?
And I was like, I mean, like, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. I think we would be good at writing comedy together.
Yeah.
And then I got in the... My roommate had to pick me up, this chick, and then she goes, are you fucking that guy?
And I was like, oh, I hope I fucked that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the script. We're fucking a lot in this script.
Huh.
You weren't even supposed to be in.
Wow, you wrote a whole script and it just says, and we start fucking now.
Yeah. It's actually a rap. A guy, it's a delivery guy. And...
It is a rap. No, we're not going to
put him in the
No, we're not going to put him through that.
All right.
We're not putting him through that.
Well, so look, it's tough to form a bond with anybody, but I think it's safe to say that once you find that special connection, as you guys have done, the sky's the limit. You know, you look at Workaholics, you look at Game Over, man, you guys just continue to fuck comedy in the right ways. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
Now, what's the best? Tell me this, because on this tour, it's live, but obviously you got fans all over the country. You got a shit ton of fucking fans here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Woo! Cool. You got it?
Woo!
You got it?
Woo!
Yes! Fuck!
The fervor!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, boy.
I just get fucking jacked on a Tuesday night. All these fans out here, a bucket of beers at my side, doesn't get any better than this.
The energy is palpable.
Yeah.
The energy
Thank
is...
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Pregnant wife at home.
Well, there's reason to be excited. First of all, have you seen my man Steven over here with the sunglasses and the goatee?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Don't think I didn't clock that right away.
Yeah.
I was like, I know my boy Dr. Phil's chatting him up.
Oh.
Talking to him about his medical ailments.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I think he's got a sprained fibula somewhere in that body.
Yeah.
But so. Steven, you know, Steven and I, we play Mario Kart a lot.
Well, that I'm glad you said that because he looks fast. That guy's built for speed.
Yeah, he's definitely been down Rainbow Road a couple times.
Yeah, he has.
Do you guys have crazy fans? I know you've, yeah? Run! What's the craziest thing someone's done to you?
What?
Let me rephrase that. What sort of fun fan stories?
I fucked one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's my wife.
Your wife? good ending to that story.
No, I'd say the craziest thing that ever happened to me, and I might have told this story before, I have. This girl baked me cupcakes way back in the day, like season one of Workaholics. And I was doing a show, and she came out afterwards. She's like, I brought you all these cupcakes. I'm like, that is sweet. My God, look at the spoils of success.
Right.
Jesus, is it only going to get better from here? Yeah. Or am I peaking?
Is this like pre-Sprinkles era, post-Sprinkles era?
Great question, Dirk.
The year was 2011, early.
Okay, so this is like
maybe May.
Peak Sprinkles.
Yeah, so she brought her own home-baked, and I'm like, is there weed in here? And she's like, no, and I'm like, bitch.
Right.
But I was like, okay, I'll take your cupcakes. So I took them home. I took one. I ate it, bit into it. Mm. A full-on tendril of her hair, dude. She, like, got a haircut and then baked it into the cupcake.
She for sure just pulled that out of her scalp. That's a crazy person.
Maybe, but when I saw her, I was like, well, this girl has a fashionable cut.
Oh, she looked like the crazy Barbie? From the
yeah, Barbie. I was like, she seems fun.
Yeah.
That's a striking hairdo.
What did it taste like?
Pretty protein rich.
Yeah. Yeah, a hair. See, I've gotten sent a lot of my fans sent me pubes. Okay. I don't get a lot of above the neck hair, but
yeah.
But my fans are wild, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is.
Why are you trying to one up me like that, Dr. Phil?
And what is the vehicle with which they send them?
Ziploc bag.
Okay. Oh. All right.
So they're more like, hey, this is my pubes, enjoy this. My fans like to Trojan horse their hair into my body. But they know that you're just going to gobble, gobble.
Oh, no, I haven't eaten pubes in a long time. But what I have done is watched a lot of your guys' shit, and it's tough to make me laugh. What makes you guys laugh? Hold that thought, Adam. Durst?
Man, what makes me laugh besides this guy right here?
Oh, shit.
A lot of things.
He's filling up with comedy blood.
Oh, boy.
Yes!
He gonna pop.
What makes me laugh? God, just like scrolling through my own old Instagram videos and being like, you had it. That's when you had it. And then somewhere along the line, it's like, where'd it go?
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Do we think it's the New Balances? Do we think...
Anything's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
That being said, New Balance, feel free and send me some more stuff and we'll find out.
Yep. Oh, shit. You've been put on blast, NB.
You know?
Now, Durs, you are dressed like a swim coach. Wait,
go ahead.
So I've never seen, like, competitive swimming besides the Olympics.
That's it. That's the top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than that.
But there's coaches yelling, hup? And what does hup mean? Swim faster?
It just means, like, go.
Why don't you just say go?
Because, like, you're gonna run out of steam. It's too much. It's too big of an exhale. Try it. Try three goes and then try three. Hup!
Okay, so these swim coaches are underwater? I feel like they need to be...
No, this is like for... That specifically...
These guys are just holding a brick underwater.
It's never been to a swim meet. It's never been to a swim meet. This is specifically for breaststroke.
Okay.
So it's... Hup! Hup! And when you get to the turn and there's like a little more time that they're going to hear you, go... Well, and then they're gone.
And now I know.
Yeah, so it's pretty sick.
Well, see, my favorite part about Durs and his love of swimming is how much he's unwavering his love.
Yeah.
He is a decade plus of, like, when we're talking about stuff, it just goes back to swimming.
Yeah, he won't shut the fuck up about the pool.
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
We were just in Louisville. That's true, you fuck. We were just in Louisville, and I brought up a pool right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys were like, here we go. But the crowd kind of went crazy.
The crowd knew exactly the pool. I was like, what kind of fucking weird backward state is this?
Yeah.
Where they only talk about swimming pools.
We are going everywhere, and I'm like, who's been to this pool? We're like, it's weird.
Durs, do you believe in mermaids?
You know, I don't. I don't. And I won't.
Why not?
I just don't know what would happen if I did. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
If you start believing in mermaids...
Then what?
Then what?
Yeah.
Well, do we think that now that Tom DeLonge has proved that aliens are real?
Right.
Shout out. Tom DeLonge, the lead singer of Blink-182. Sorry, co-lead singer. People are furious.
Yeah. Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah. He,
is that him?
His group, To the Stars, just proved that aliens are real, and the government released all kinds of facts and footage.
Did they prove, or did they put pressure on the government?
They put pressure on the government, and then they released it. Yeah. And then it came out, and no one gave a fuck.
Right.
No. So, yeah, mermaids are real. Who gives a shit? Yeah, maybe they are.
Yeah, I think I'd have a tougher time with mermaids than aliens. Aliens, I feel like, are just like, you know, they'll fit in, more or less, you know? Right, Casey? Right?
I guess I'm just kind of like, I'd rather mermaids weren't real and it was just some horny pirate's fantasy.
I love that.
Where he's like, I am on this boat and I am so horny, I would fuck a fish with titties.
Yeah, but I guess then also we don't know the power of a horny pirate.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to assume anything, of course, thank you. And that's why I love you by my side. Because you just check me sometimes when I'm flying off the handle.
Thank you. Well, that's important to have as a sidekick and a teammate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think he likes being a sidekick, and he's fine with that.
Yeah. I'm good.
Now, you guys have both.
Was there ever a sidekick nurse on the Dr. Phil show?
Nurse Jenny. We had an episode where we had Siamese hermaphrodite twins.
Yeah, I remember.
Might be the closest thing to a nurse.
Sure.
I had a guy that did CPR. I forget.
Just a dude?
Just a dude. Well, it was a whole sweeps week of like, you know, let's stay ready.
Right. Yep.
So how can you stay ready?
Yeah.
You know, stop, drop, and roll if you're on fire.
Yeah.
You know, what to do if there's a bomb threat at your local Panera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny?
We've all
bomb threat and fire... prevention, same shit. Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, that is funny.
We'll be right back. No, we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. I do want to ask you guys before we get into some...
Well, you don't want to ask me what I laugh at?
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe I almost forgot that. And that's the whole reason we're here tonight.
Well, you asked Durs like this important question about what he laughs at, and then... Yep.
Sorry, once you started talking about the YMCA, I fucking blacked out.
Yeah.
All right, Adam Devine, what makes you laugh? Because you're a funny guy. It's tough to get you to crack. I've seen you on all the stuff, and you're usually the guy... I saw you once at the NBA Awards make Shaquille O'Neal laugh. And that guy doesn't laugh. I don't think he's ever laughed until he met Adam.
No, he laughs. He's a good laugher.
All right, he might laugh a little bit.
No, mine is... my algorithm right now is just teenage boys fighting their teachers.
Yeah, when they talk back, the teacher's like, where's your assignment, Derek? And he's like, suck my clit.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, the new generation, they're so cool. They're so cool.
They're so funny. They throw a desk at a teacher.
They don't give a shit. Just nothing but chairs thrown at their teachers.
Just chairs and fucking double dares, right?
Yeah.
Now,
it's going to be a wild ride when we're a little older.
When you're a dad, I mean, think about the fights that the people... One of my favorite YouTube rabbit holes is dads fighting at, like, T-ball games.
Uh-huh.
Like dad v. dad?
Dad v. dad.
Yeah. Is that right?
I forgot the title of the hole I was going down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the first time I've said that this week.
Okay.
And that you find that on X-Hamster, or...
I don't.
Yeah.
That is not what I'm looking for on X-Hamster.
It's weird that the porn site is named after
one of
the most
insufferable
creatures. You'd think it would be just called, you know...
Yeah, that is weird that it's named... Do you think it's after that urban legend about,
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. And we all know what happened. Richard Gere did what, Casey?
No idea.
God fucking damn it, Casey.
Wait, does he know who Richard Gere is?
Do you know who Richard Gere is? He knows the name.
He's the guy who invented the gear.
He invented the gear. He invented the fucking take it up a notch. Yeah. Everyone was like, Richard, you've been a pretty woman. You've been a sex symbol forever. How can you, in classic workaholics fashion, make it weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, how about if I take this creature that will later be named... a porno site and shove it up my ass.
Yep.
That's the urban legend. Is it Richard Gere? Okay, no one is on board. Let's move on.
Do we think that he was like too... Like, that's the goal, right? Is get so famous that then they say like he has to shove gerbils up your ass?
Do you think it was like a rival actor? Like Dennis Quaid was like, I lost out on another part and was like...
Yeah. Did you hear about the hamster up his ass, though?
That's a good fucking...
And then, like, Rod Stewart, when Marilyn Manson had the rumor that he could suck his own dick, was like, fuck.
Yes.
I used to be the guy that could suck my own dick.
Mate.
Yeah.
He would say mate.
Yeah, mate.
Right.
Would you guys do it if you could do it?
Would I suck my own dick if I could?
Would you go to fucking Kinko's and make photocopies of your old resume? Yeah, suck your own dick, Durs. The fuck you think I'm referring to?
I feel like I would do it. It'd be like a 3 times a year thing where you're like, oh, why did I even do
that? Like a sweet treat.
I feel like it'd be like
a Father's Day sweet treat for daddy.
It'd be like
Happy Father's Day. I like that, Adam.
No, I can't believe I did that. And then 4 months later, you lose memory. You're like, maybe it wasn't that bad. And then you do it again, and it's not great.
I'd do it every damn day.
Okay.
And I'd get so good at it that I'd be like, do I share this gift?
Do I share this gift?
I'm too good. I gotta prove my worth.
Yeah.
I gotta get into some kind of contest.
And that's the difference between us.
Yeah.
It starts at the penis.
Start at the penis.
You almost made my mustache fall off, Adam.
How would that be possible?
I don't think that's possible.
Hey, CGI.
Who's got a better mustache, by the way? Thank you.
Good answer.
Dude, real strong. I'm growing my mustache for the first time. So blonde, dude. It sucks.
Now, haven't had a beard. You've been clean-shaven baby-face style for quite some time. What's
Look at this. This is just sadness.
Aww.
Okay, still getting laughs, even when you're depressed. I love it. Now, there is something to be said about, standing up for what's right, you know, having each other's backs. I think, and that leads me to you guys being there for your fans, so much so that we ran out of paper. I got a couple questions from your fans. You guys might want to read a couple questions from the fans?
All right, cool.
It's okay.
So this one's from Eli, 9 years old, and this is for Adam Devine. Okay. He says, Adam, I loved you in Modern Family.
There he is with the goatee. What's up?
What's the craziest place you've ever received oral sex? That's from Eli, 9 years old, from Sheboygan,
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oral sex.
I mean, I think that's what he wrote.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he spelled it O-U-R-A-L-E, but he's fucking nine, so give him a break, right? At least he knows what it is.
See, I don't know, because he's nine. Do you say, I don't do that? Or do you say it was in a classroom when I was in when I was a senior in high school?
Holy shit, Bob.
And was it the teacher?
I was going to say, what a cool
no
teacher.
No fucking way.
And no, what was it, no it wasn't. It wasn't. It was my girlfriend.
That might be, yeah, that might be. Well, now, what do you think about teachers and kids boning and
pro? Fun? Super pro.
Yeah.
Super pro.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, yeah, if your buddy's hooking up with the principal, you know, that's on you for not fucking being better at kickball, right?
Right.
Whatever the saying is.
Dr. Phil, this is at least at a, like, hacky sack level.
Oh, well, I know you hacky, but can you sack?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. No, we'll keep it here. We'll keep it here.
Can we keep it here? Yeah. Can we keep it here?
We keep it here, Durst.
Right. Let's keep it
good. I want to keep it right here.
Hey, but if we said we'll be right back, what would be the commercials I'd play during this?
Oh, we've got one more.
Oh, shit. They don't.
Yeah. You want to
yeah, go? But, hey, but just right explain here. What do you think the top three commercials would be if we went to break right now, Dr. Phil?
Can we try that sentence one more time?
What would the three commercials be?
Boy, that was a great ad for not drinking Coors Light. Am I right?
What would the
hey, how about did a fan a fight? Did you put it? And you can't.
No, dude, you just can't hear
top three
good, dude.
Commercial. Well, I can't hold my liquor like you can.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you something. I got to frequent an Adam Devine stand-up tour bus. I was in, I don't think it was Nashville. You guys let me come on. I think, who was it from the Black Keys was there?
Patrick Carney, the drummer, was there. Yeah.
Oh, man. That show was the tits and the bits. And you guys fucking brought it. But, again, those fans are crazy. Durs, I mean, when your fans come up to you at the airport or the hot tub, what do they say to you?
They go, check out my kickboard. And I'm like, swimming for life.
A lot of, really, you have a lot of...
It's very swimming specific when it comes
to... But take me down memory lane, because Workaholics, you guys were the king of catchphrases. We've got, let's get weird. We've got tight butthole, loose right. butthole.
Sure, of course.
Keep it sleazy.
These
keep
aren't
it.
Even catchphrases as much as they are just like ways to live your life.
Yep. You that's right. I mean?
I'm glad you brought that up, Durst. Break down loose butthole and tight butthole for me.
I mean, I think we all know that, like, when something's going pretty damn good, it's tight butthole, yep. right?
Keep it right, keep it tight.
And when something's not going so great, it's a loose butthole.
The cause of diarrhea.
Okay. And by the way, it was funny when we wrote it the first time. And now when my kid runs around the house saying it, it's kind of weird.
Does he
it
really?
It got weird.
Do you let your kids watch your programs?
No, I think they watched like the Muppet Show I did last year, but that's about it.
That was fucking cool. What was it like to meet Dr. Teeth?
Dude, it's a fucking trip.
Preach.
Who is Dr. Teeth? Now. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem is the Muppet band from the
okay.
show.
Okay, I saw it.
Dude. It is just crazy being in their Rolodex now.
Yeah, you're a part of the Muppet family, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what Jim Henson's ghost said, yeah.
R.I.P. Now, that's a guy I'd love to meet. Here's actually the order of dead people I'd like to kick it with. And
here we go.
So if you
hey, start at five and work your way down to one.
You got it. So if I could get soup with any five dead people, living or dead, I'd probably have to throw Jim Henson in there. He said he probably five. He's actually probably seven. So let's go.
Okay, no.
Six, we're going Bob Barker.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Which, by the way, sorry to too soon, Adam. You were on Family Feud, and you didn't know who the fuck that was.
It's not that I didn't know who it was. It's that I blanked on his name because I was high on methamphetamines.
Prove it.
Fair enough.
No, you can keep it. You can keep it to yourself.
I'm kidding, Steve Harvey. I was just joking.
Is Steve Harvey as cool as he looks?
Yeah, he's cool, dude. Better mustache? I don't know. Debatable. We'll have to ask the crowd.
Oh, we'll go Harvey all day. Durst? Yeah.
What about
the mustache? Harvey? Rank the mustaches,
Harvey
Durst.
Or Dr. Phil?
Top five mustaches now?
Yeah.
What about it? He has a good mustache. We all know this.
Dude, don't start with Durst. I'm sorry, dude.
I've had half a beer, dude. I'm going to fly off the handle.
Stay back, dude.
You don't strike me as a guy that would fight. And I'm not saying that as a threat.
I did not say I was going to fight. I said I was going to fly off the handle.
And there is a difference.
Which is a cool thing to say because everyone's like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Not prepared.
Yeah.
You got to hang on to the handle.
What's the handle?
Well, the handle.
You want to know about his mustache?
Yeah.
It was great.
All right. You're welcome, Casey.
I don't even know where to go with that. Do you want me to
we'll be right back, and these are the top three commercials that are playing right now.
Ready, go.
Before we come back. And the first commercial is...
If you've got nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
And the next is...
If you've got leaky stuff, go ahead and grab a Tampax situation and put it where God told you to do it.
That's actually, too accurate.
Yeah. That's actually one of my favorite commercials. And the third commercial is... Oh, shit.
No, it's my new ringtone.
A lot of profanity in this commercial.
What's that Burger King theme song?
Whopper, Whopper, something, something. BK.
Have it your way.
You rule.
Hey. Yeah. We didn't pay for that, so shut the fuck up.
Sorry. My kids sing that song all day long.
Do they really?
Yeah.
So Baby Shark has been replaced?
My kids' soccer teams cheer.
And are they like, yo, take me to Burger King now? Or are they like...
Nah, they don't fuck with that.
Oh.
I mean, keep it real. It's trash. But then
I love a flame broil.
I love a flame broil.
No, you know, when's the last time you had BK? Anyway. I dropped them off at school. And on Fridays, they play music. And they played the fucking BK song. And I was like, kind of goes.
How about this? We're going to come back and play a game. And Adam, I'm going to let you throw the commercial.
He's drunk.
Alex, where are you going, Doc? Alex.
He's like, I got to take a shit.
Al, dog, diarrhea.
The cause of diarrhea.
He did get up. Now, have you ever seen someone run out faster? Because I once shit my pants at an Olive Garden. True story. And man, the bathroom was all the way in the back. So I was, running through a labyrinth, and I saw David Bowie, R.I.P. And I was just, and then all of a sudden the guy was like, "It's over there," and I was like, "What language is that?"
Cool. He was like, kind of maybe Italian. Yeah, he's working at the Olive Garden. That's sick. Yeah.
Well, I don't do accents, but
he was like, "If you go that way, you go straight to the castle."
Yeah. Have you shit your pants? Be honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where?
It was one of the first times I ever did stand up. And I was at a bar called Dirty Nelly's in Orange County. You might have been there.
I've seen people
and,
there.
And it was the first time I was ever going to do 30 minutes, which is a big deal when you're a stand-up. And I coughed right before going up. And a perfect log shot out of my ass into my underwears. And then I was like, oh, no. And they're like literally going like, we really like this kid. We think he's funny. And I grab a bar
napkin. Time for your big break.
And I reach down my pants and I pull it out. Unscathed.
Oh.
And I put it in,
in
a potted plant. And then I could walk on stage because they just said my name. And then I do 30 minutes and it ripped really well. And then at the end, I was just so confident that I was like, thank you guys so much. You know, I was really nervous coming up here. This is my first time headlining a show at a shitty bar. Headlining a show. Thank you so much. I was so nervous that I actually shit in that potted plant before coming on stage. And then some guy went over and he's like, he shit in the potted plant. He shit in the potted plant.
Let's fucking go.
And then the crowd of like 30 people were like.
Right. This is a place called Dirty Nelly's.
Yeah, dude. It was just, lost their fucking minds. And I was like, it's only going to go up from here. And I was wrong.
Hey, Steven, come here for a second. Steven, turn around, face the crowd real quick. Steven, have you, Steven, stop doing that with your hands, okay? Steven, just yes or no question, have you ever shit your pants?
Yes. Everybody shits their pants. Yeah, of course.
It's normal.
Where did you do it?
In his pants. I don't remember. Probably in my car.
Oh, shit. All right, you can sit back down. That was disgusting.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Thanks so much, Steven. Probably in his car. Huh. Yeah. We'll also accept definitely inside and around his car.
Well, that means it happens kind of a lot. Because my story was vivid.
Right.
Of me shitting my pants.
Well, his was very general in a place where you're like...
Yeah, it was like, maybe driving my car on the way here.
Yeah. Or... You're in a thing that can take
while
place
the first comic was up, or... Well, have you ever had to poo, and you're driving, like, on the freeway, and you're speeding real fast, and the next exit's maybe 20, 30 miles away, and so you think to yourself, do I go full Steven, or do I just try to, you know, fast and furious my way to the next exit? And right. Once you hold your poo back in and make it, you feel like a fucking superhero. We'll be right back. We're going to keep it right here. We're actually going to throw to a commercial break. We'll be right back with Adam Devine and Anders Hall. Make some noise for him real quick. We'll be right back. We got one more commercial.
We are going to be right
back. Yeah, we are.
It's time to go to infinity and beyond with Disney's brand new sexually frustrated Buzz Lightyear. Take him out of the box, smile, and high-five your friends. Extend his wings, spoon with him, and lose your fucking mind. It's time to take flight and soar into the space galaxy above. Yeah! Relive all your favorite moments from the movie.
You're my best friend, Buzz.
Touch my dick.
Huh?
And comes with all your favorite catchphrases.
To the titty bar and beyond. What do you mean you've never seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Hey, we should totally get your dog high.
Mom?
The Toy Story Collection Sexually Frustrated Buzz Lightyear. Whether you like it or not, he's coming down to Earth to do what he does best. Be your friend. Batteries not included, other figures each sold separately.
Of course I have Coke, but you gotta find it, bitch.
Wow. Wow, look at you. That was impressive. One more time for Adam Devine and Anders Holm here at the Dr. Phil Live Show. You guys having a good time so far? This might be the greatest night of my fucking life. I fucking love you guys. I fucking... Yeah, fucking
you,
cookies and beer.
And
quick,
also
with you. Quick shout out to your manager, Isaac Horn, in the house for keeping things filthy.
Big shout out to Isaac.
Now, the tour is Banana City right now. You guys are going to every city, basically, that the United States provides.
That's
correct.
Is there a favorite city right now that you've been to or that you're looking forward to attending?
Austin, maybe. Beach was sick. Arizona was tight. Phoenix, specifically.
Shout out.
Chicago was cool. Adam got to go to my family's.
I went to his home, his childhood home.
The Honors estate.
Yeah. Yep.
What sort of weird shit did they have in the fuck? Like, you know, mom's always got like pasta bowls and stuff.
Yeah, she had a doll salon.
She had a who?
A bunch of dolls getting their hair done in a.
Like voodoo dolls?
Honestly, he could just be honest, and it's still funny.
Wait, does your mom collect weird knickknacks? Because I know Adam's mom has, like, signs that, like, funny catchphrase signs, right?
Not even. You're just like, oh, she's an alcoholic. It's like, it's wine o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Gotta drink wine by the lake.
The sign makes it okay. No, it's just my house is, like, it's, like, empty. They're, like, old. They're trying to downsize. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad, guys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
One,
yeah.
Two, three. Old parents.
Yeah, my favorite thing about getting old is just like not giving a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I remember my my grandma when I was a kid, you know, I remember the first time she showed me one of those dinosaur movies, right?
Yeah, like Godzilla or something.
Yeah. And I remember I was watching it.
Durs is in a Godzilla show. That's why I was winking at.
I'm not promoting that.
Are you in a Godzilla movie?
Hey, I'll promote it for him. He's in a show on Apple that's coming out.
Guys, make some fucking noise. Well, when does the show come out?
He can't say because of SAG-AFTRA, because these rules that bind us.
Yeah. You know, I mean, ex-Hamster.
Did you say rules that bind us?
No, bind, but I should have said Biden dust.
But they fucking
yeah. Thanks, Biden.
Biden dust sounds like a new drug. I'd definitely smoke that.
Yeah, I'd fucking snort some Biden.
Biden dust. It makes you fucking give directions or something.
It makes you immediately go like,
Yeah, whatever he's on.
My Corvette.
Well, my Corvette. My thing about Biden is that it's like when they asked him like, hey, what's the what's your Focus like? And he was like, I'll drive a Ford Focus. I'll take you to Jumanji, chicken or beef, fart or queef. And I was like, that wasn't even the question, Joe.
Right, yeah. Right.
He's but
kind of cool.
But it is kind of cool. Heart. Bless his heart. And also bless Mitch McConnell's heart. Because if you freeze and you're not an X-Men character, it's time to go back to bed.
I think his heart is fine. Will you bless his brain?
Bless his brain.
But I'm excited to get that old. You guys are still fucking and trucking. So we're going to play a little game. Is that cool with you guys? Play a game?
I would love that, yeah.
So this game, it's one of my favorite new games. It's never been played. But it's based on your podcast called This Is Important.
Sick. Cool. Thanks.
Make sure you like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I listen to Maria Menounos' podcast.
Oh, what's hers about?
Oh, she just... Fuck, I don't remember, but she.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
That's much like our podcast.
Yeah, we don't really remember.
That's not true. You guys have a flow.
Sure, we have a flow, but afterwards you're like, what the fuck did I just listen to?
Yeah.
I do. My parents love just supporting me, and I just had to preface. I'm like, they're like, what's it about? How can I explain it to my friends? And I'm like, we basically just talk about assholes for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you hear just commercials for like dude wipes.
Now, what are those?
Dude, you gotta get some dude wipes.
What are dude
specifically,
wipes?
Dudes need their own specific thing to wipe their ass.
Yeah,
I've read about
enough
this.
Of this chick things to wipe their asses. Dude. They need dude wipes.
Now, where do you use the wipe at?
On your butthole, dude.
Dr. Phil.
Well, I'm using teepee, so there's a separate wipe. I gotta
this
do it twice.
Yeah, but hey, teepee. That's feminine.
Oh, did
so if you're
that.
A man, you use dude wipes.
Yes. Steven, come here.
Didn't you know? Here we go.
Come here.
Here we go.
Flip around for me. Don't do the fucking hand thing or I'll fucking slit your throat. All right. Steven, have you heard of dude wipes?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Steven.
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, yeah? Thank you so
and
much.
I could tell by looking at him.
Yeah, that's a guy that wipes after he pees.
Hey.
That's a compliment.
At a certain point in life, you have to. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
This guy knows.
What'd he say?
He said dribble, dribble. And he ain't talking about hoops, my man.
So what does dribble, dribble mean? Like at a certain point, because I'm much, 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 much younger than you, Durs.
Right.
And as a younger man, I don't piss or shit my pants? What's happening with the dribble,
no,
dribble?
No, you just gotta, there's just, something, it's just... Maybe there's some left.
Well, so you don't helicopter your cock before
look,
you tuck it back
into
your jeans?
The saying goes, no matter how much you shake, no matter how much you dance, the last drop always lands in your
pants. Yep. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah. A woman said pants, so I don't know what just happened.
Well, I think,
where
now,
my guys
you,
at?
Could you buy a woman wipe and use it on a man body, or is that like...
And then what?
I don't know, she's trying to make small talk.
Kids are cats in school?
Yeah, honestly... I'm offended, dude.
Jesus!
Thank you. And go to dudeswipe.com.
Dudeswipe.
Go to... What is it? Dude wipe?
If you go to dudeswipe.com, it's a whole different thing. The thumbnails are...
Yeah, you could go to X-Hamster to check that one out.
All right, so let's play a game. Your podcast, This Is Important, talks about the real issues, or at least it tries to. Yeah. So we're going to play a game called This Is Important or Not Important, where I give you a topic, and you have to answer, is it important or not? And the winner will get a prize. So are you guys ready to play?
All right.
I can't fucking hear you. You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Have a fun little game?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's play This Is Important or Not Important. DJ, hit me. This is important or not important. Did it do? All right. That was fucking worth the $16.
And also with you.
Fucking damn it.
With you.
So I'm going to give you guys a topic, and you you tell me if it's important or not, and you can elaborate if you want, Durs, or not.
Okay.
We got a little foam action. Leave it.
No, I don't.
That's confidence right there.
Oh, this? That ain't foam.
What does that mean, dude?
I can't wait. I can't wait to... I just can't wait. All right. All right, first topic. Who a Kardashian is dating? This is important or not important? No, shut up! Shut the fuck up!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But what did you say, not? Okay, then you were right. You were right. Yeah, I feel like it's not that important.
Okay, Durs?
Which Kardashian?
Ooh.
Rob.
That is important. The sock dude?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I got some socks from Rob one time.
Dude.
Go on.
Who's I worked out at the same gym, and it was like a kickboxing gym. So a lot of times you're like in your socks and shit. You're not in your shoes.
Right.
And he's like...
You're not in your shoes? Go ahead.
You're not in your shoes. You're just in your little socks walking around the gym. And then he saw my socks. He's like, bitch, I got to get you some new socks.
Right.
So I got some Rob Kardashian socks, dude. I called my agents. So I'm like, don't even put me out for anything. I'm retiring after this.
It's all down here after Rob Kardashian socks.
Just,
yeah, but don't say it like that.
Okay,
Rob's a cool guy.
No, he's fine. Hey,
but also, Adam, maybe don't work out at Rob Kardashian's gym and work out at like Kendall's gym.
Nah, me and Rob belong in the same.
Chloe's pretty. Chloe Kardashian, pretty yoked.
It made the most sense when he walked in. I'm like, this is my kind of place.
Right.
Because he's slightly overweight. What's up?
Yeah, but we're all trying to do our best. But, you know, Chloe's like 6'10 and could play for the Raiders. She's fucking huge.
Yeah. Well, here's how tall is she? Because
she's 6'11 on paper.
But isn't Kim like 5'2?
On this paper I wrote.
Don't trust anything on her paper.
Like, did you borrow that from the Goonies? Like,
drink five if you're playing the Goonies drinking game at home. Every time Durs mentions Sean Astin.
Papyrus.
It does look like the treasure map where they, what was it, One-Eyed Willie or Wet-Eyed?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Chester Copperpot. Go ahead.
What's your favorite line from Goonies?
My favorite line from Goonies?
All right, I thought it was a good question.
I mean, the one
I
that...
I guess it's got to be Bye-Bye Marbles.
Yep.
You know, it's a turning point. It's very exciting.
That's a rider.
Mine is that my favorite character that they would never allow in a movie ever again, which is Sloth saying, hey, you guys.
Yeah.
They're not going to allow that, which
it's
sucks.
It's classic obvious.
That Sloth's no longer going to be in movies, and I feel for them because I'm maybe a cousin.
Well,
I'm in the Sloth family for sure.
What's crazy about the guy who played Sloth is that's Tom Bergeron, the America's Funniest Home Videos host.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
In full prosthetic.
That's where he got started.
You can Google it. Next topic. This is important or not important. NSYNC touring again.
Dude, super important. And I would know here, and I would like for Dr. Phil to sing us their new single.
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
DJ, hit me.
Hit him.
Perfect. We're living this life. We're fighting the fight. We got Joey Fatone to my right. And JC Chavez. And Chris Kirkpatrick. And Timberlake. Recently, they said he and Britney had an abortion or something.
True.
That song sounded better in my head.
By the way, we've already covered that on our podcast in real life.
The NSYNC tour?
The new song. So the tour, we covered it.
Yeah,
so it is
pretty
important.
Topical.
Okay, let's move on. Well, I'm excited.
That's important.
I'd be more excited if 98 Degrees got back together.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Did you really?
There's a long list. I mean, if O-Town got back together, the world would shut down.
Yeah.
Banks would close.
Remember O-Town single? Hit it, DJ.
Do, 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 do.
Oh.
But a
fly, sugar, baby.
Oh, that was it, actually.
No, it's not. Oh, that's a different group.
O-Town.
Who is Butterfly, sugar, baby, Crazy Town.
Crazy Town?
A different town. One town over.
Do you think O-Town and Crazy Town like met each other at the MTV Awards and were like, fuck,
dude,
let's
do you remember
do this.
We met these guys that are in a band, and they come out to us, and we were backstage at some MTV event, and it was right when Workaholics came out, and they come out to us, and they go, we're fun. And I go, yeah, you guys seem cool.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
They're like, yeah, you guys are cool, and they're going, no, we're fun. And I go, you seem pretty fun to me.
Yeah.
And they were in that band, Fun, dude.
Right.
Hey, what's the Fun song?
We're young.
Hey, no, she,
we're young.
Young.
It's Jack Antonoff.
Yes, yeah, so.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the guy,
uh-huh.
Right?
But when, you sing it. You sing it.
Yeah.
Get her.
Come on.
So.
Oh my God, her voice. Her voice is crazy.
Hey guys, be cool. She's about to sing for the first time in front of.
Yeah,
I want to say I'm
bad
with numbers.
Come on, a little bit of support.
25,000 people
in front of 25,000 screaming horny fans.
But this seems like 25,000.
This is your moment. This is your moment. Don't fuck it up.
Some nights I stay up.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. Shadows. I've been in multiple singing movies. So.
You have.
I do like that she went from like the beginning as opposed to just like the hook.
We are young, and I set the world on fire.
You know it.
Yeah, I, as soon as I got that.
Yeah.
I'm a little starstruck because I dressed up as Bumper last year for Halloween.
Shit.
Oh, damn.
What, you just were like a little chubby with bad hair and a striped shirt?
Yep.
Yeah. Tight.
All right.
That's how I live my life.
This is important or not important. There have been reports that robots will be able to feel feelings by 2028.
Super important.
Yeah, dude, that's important.
Yeah, that's important.
Because I'm like, how do they do that and I don't?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
How's that possible?
And it also would be fun to like bully a robot. To be like, you fat bitch.
Whoa.
Look at you. You're so dumb, dude.
Whoa.
You don't know all of Google and Bing. Or whatever another search engine is.
No, Bing is still around, I think.
Yeah,
that checks out. This is important or not important. Butt stuff in the bedroom.
I would say that's important on, like, fun holidays.
Okay.
And, like your birthday. Like, maybe spice it up. But I wouldn't say that's a very important thing on just a Tuesday.
Yeah. Right.
It's a little holiday in your bedroom, you know?
Steven, come here for a second.
Get up here. Here we go.
Turn around for me, Doc. Steven, have you ever engaged in anal activities?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Steven. Thank you so much.
Steve Down.
By the way,
Jesus.
Duh.
Yeah.
But also, I love your chutzpah.
Steve, the shirt. Yeah, like, what's the story there?
You collect shirts?
You collect these.
Well, we all collect shirts from time to time, Steve.
Sorry, and like, I'm not even, this isn't, I guess I'm just kind of, it's very unique. I don't know if I've seen anything like it before.
Robert Graham, are you on Instagram, Steven?
Instagram? That's funny. That's great.
Are you on Robert?
That's great.
That's comedy. Points?
Yeah, that's
points. Points, yes.
Yes, points!
All right, now, tonight has been clearly the most fun night we've ever had in our entire lives.
Yep.
Did you guys agree?
Adam.
It's been a...
Adam.
Yeah. Yep. You guys have fans all over the world. Obviously, we packed the house with your guys' people tonight. But a friend of mine is a big fan, and I'd like to bring him back out if that's okay, because he's got a question for you that I told him I'd let him. So please welcome back to the stage Reginald Fontaine III. Please let him hear it one more time.
Reginald Fontaine.
Reginald.
And see, this is what's cool is like our fans, if I were to close my eyes and draw a photo of what our fans look like.
Right.
It's this guy.
Yeah. It's just like a Rob Report subscription situation.
Mm-hmm.
And for you guys not laughing, you can't afford what Rob Report has in it.
That riff was brought to you by DudeWipes.com.
Great. You pay attention. Now, Reginald, you said you're a big fan of these fellas.
The biggest.
And you said, if you don't know about Reginald, he's a producer, investor, friend of mine with a lot of cash money.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he's got 99 problems, but money's not one. Well, he's got some debt, but he's getting out of it.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a little treat.
Jesus, dude.
Pre-Halloween.
For the baby. Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thanks. So, Reginald, when you're ready, go ahead and ask your question to the fellas.
Now, you both have done a lot of voiceover work in your time, Family Guy, American Dad. I mean, you were Leonardo, for God's sake, in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon. Some people don't
know. Holy shit. Yeah? Wait, were you really?
Yeah, whatever Ninja Turtles movie you've seen, I've been Leo in all of them.
You want to hear my impression of Master Splinter overdrawing his account at Chase?
Yeah.
There you go. Fuck you. Yep. That's Master Splinter finding out that he ran out of money.
Good. Yep.
That's good.
Durs, that's incredible.
Dr. Phil, that's great.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question, Reginald.
Who would like to see the four of us do a human centipede on stage?
Okay, okay. No. That is hype.
Centipede! 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 Centipede!
No, 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 that is bullshit. No, hey, hey, you've been embarrassing me for long enough, and I'm tired of this.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, this got really violent.
They're hitting me. Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, and it all seems so real.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Little piss bullets. Oh.
Piece of shit.
Dropping the bomb on.
No,
that's
Dr.
what you get for fucking up.
Wow.
Hey, whoa, take a pill.
No sound there. No sound there.
Hey, also, Dr. Phil.
Come on,
Dr.
Steve.
Phil, you got to cut those. You got to cut
those. Sometimes you just go ahead.
Just the back of your coat, you got to. Oh, fuck. No, do your thing.
Hold on. Hold that thought, Durs.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, try it, Adam. Come on, go for it. It's a lot of fun.
Jesus.
Jesus. Wait.
Hey.
Is this what you guys
Oops.
Came for? Oh, my God.
All right, that's it. Steven, come on up. Come on. Come on up, Steven. Give me your
hand. Get him up here. Get him up here. No.
Yeah. Get it. Yeah. Get him, Steven. Get him. Yeah. Steven.
Thanks so much.
Why do I have the sneaky suspicion that Steven is like the owner of Blu-ray? You know what I mean? Like some sneaky cash.
If he was like,
what's going on?
Yeah. I started Oakley's. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
He's like, drywall? That's me.
That's my thing.
Yeah, he definitely
Steven drywall.
He definitely invested in a Jamba Juice franchise. And can quote, like, most Home Alone movies, right? Yeah.
He's like, I own 87 Hardee's.
Fuck yeah. One more time for Steven, everybody.
Steven, that was amazing. Yeah.
He has the meats.
Now, Steven is actually reminding me of something that's kind of important that we've learned tonight. And that's...
doesn't really work anymore.
That's a little thing called trust. We talked about it at the start of tonight's show, and it can't be developed without a mental fortitude and a willingness to commit to perfection. And I just made that up, but I think it's true. And I think as our guest tonight proved, it takes one to know one, but sometimes it takes four to make fun. Not the band, but the... the friendship. Am I right, Adam?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Adam. And I think that, you know, whether or not you, you know, pay attention to Durs's swimming tails, I think he's proven more often than not that he puts his money where his mouth is, and he steps up to the streets too, and he's funny on every occasion. Not because he has to be, because he wants to be. Give it up for Durs real quick.
Give it up for Durs, everybody. Big shout out.
And I think that what these boys and what Kyle and Blake have proved over time is that if you want to, you can, okay? Shit, I'll go to a 24-hour fitness, you know, at 11 p.m., and they'll tell me, well, we closed at 10, and I go, well, it says 24 hours. And I'll, you know, and I'll fight the guy behind the counter, you know? And that's actually where I met Casey. Good to see you again, Casey. He used to work at a 24-hour on Sunset and Vine, and let's just say he put me in a chokehold, and I Stevened in my Hyundai Tucson on the way home.
Jesus.
But I want us all to remember one important thing. Choices beget choices, okay? And it's healthier to be comfortable in your own skin than it is to be at a Taco Bell KFC, you know, trying to suck somebody off to get an extra bean... I forget how the saying goes, but it's... there's. But as my friend Reginald Fontaine III has proven, friends are good. But make sure you got the right friends. Isn't that right, Durs?
I gotta go take a shit.
Thanks, Durs. But I think if we just all stick together, then we're gonna be okay. And who said that? I did, motherfucker. Yeah, I did. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Did you guys have a fucking good time tonight? Make some noise. Make some noise. One more time for Honors Home, Adam Devine and Reginald Buford Fontaine III. I love you guys. Yo, Robin, I hope you're still awake because I'm coming home with butt plugs. Good night, everybody.
Looking for a puzzle game with a delightful twist? Get ready to dig into the exciting world of Lily's Garden. This captivating match 2 puzzle telenovela will whisk you away into a world of enchantment. Lily's Garden offers 8,000 relaxing puzzle levels, with 40 new ones added every single week. With Lily's Garden, there's always something new to explore. Join Lily as she navigates a new romance, unravels family secrets, and transforms her inherited estate. And guess what? There are no annoying pop-up ads to interrupt your gameplay. Match flowers and start your garden makeover in Lily's Garden. Download for free today on Android or iOS and discover the mysteries and romance that one garden can hold.